I want to warn you this morning. Your traditional hearing won't work this morning. Your religious hearing would not work. There's another dimension. There's a transition in the spirit world, in the body of Christ today. We happen to be a part of it. Okay. The dimension of the early church in the book of Acts, when you had people who needed supernatural manifestation in their bodies, they always got it. Jesus went about preaching, teaching, and healing all manner of sickness and disease. When the church get back to who she really are, those Sam manifestations, Sam demonstration, would function in the church. We're going now. Answers we need that is tied up in the divine, we can get those answers. Mysteries and secrets that are in our life that we can't find out what to do with it, in proper listening and proper speaking, it'll end up with a proper answer. Now get ready and prepare your heart to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. It's so important in service like this that you be prepared. He speaks through us through songs. He speaks through us through revelation. So, and I'm so blessed this morning watching from the screen, visitors as well as members, everybody singing. I haven't seen everybody was singing. I watched people who I thought never would sing. They were singing. I said, look at his mouth moving. And so when Montreal was singing that song, Love Never Fail, everybody was singing. And that's why we have Cote Le Mons Gay, Bresco Te, Brando Cose Te, Vromans Gidea, Aprasso Cote, Cote De, Boba Vuscana, Econe Le Boscia Catalo Cose Te, El Labo, Casatalo Cose Te, Te, Bramasa Casso Cote De. Today, God's love will be put on display. And you know the word been misused, but I have to use it in the right context, because this will be a joyous day. We used to call it a gay day, being gay. In other words, full of joy, full of peace. But they misconstrued that word. And this will be a joyous day for you. Because liberty will come in many places in your life that never has been. And freedom will come. And the change. And the chain are broken, saith the Lord. Walk freely. Walk freely in your liberty, for it's of me. And when it's of me, no man can change it. What I do, no man can change. And I've done a work in your life. I'm going to do a greater work in your life today. Changes will take place. Deliverance will take place. Freedom, stocks will fall. Stocks, not stocks in investment, stocks that have been holding you and breaking your power. You will see great liberty today. Lift your hand and rejoice. Lift your hand and rejoice. Turn your Bible to, you may be seated, turn your Bible to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. And I'm going to deal with something. If you're writing notes, I'm going to give you an introduction here that has to be explained before I read the scripture. But actually, I want to share with you how living in the rhythm of supernatural sonship. There's a rhythm. There's a synchronizing or harmonizing in the spirit that will cause your sonship to manifest supernaturally. All right? And I'll tell you a little more about sonship, because that suffix ship has a lot of meaning to it. When you deal with that suffix, I wrote a note about it. When you deal with that suffix of sonship, it says something that we need to understand. That it's an office. It's an appointed position. Your sonship is an office. It's set aside and authorized for official purposes. It ties you to specifically to a executive post. As a son, in that word sonship, that word suffix ship, service assigned by someone in authority to which a person is appointed. I just want you to have that. You have to go over to see it. But the sonship is something when you say sonship. Now, prior to reading in 1 John, as we talk about the rhythm of supernatural sonship, the church don't know much about this. She have not. And I'm going to tell you why. Now listen very carefully. There's a dual existence in sonship. First of all, you are the Son of Man. See, Jesus was the Son of Man. But he did not operate and function in the world as the Son of Man. He went to his dualistic aspect as the Son of God. Son of Man, Son of God. Now here's the question, because when I get to the text, we're going to be with me now. Here's the question. Most of the time, who you operating in? The church at large have taught us to operate in the Son of Man. So we have an emotional religion, and but the miracles and the signs and the wonders is over there in the Son of God. Now, what a privilege it is when the Lord showed me this, to have the same dual existence that Jesus had. You got to get this. You can either operate as a Son of Man, or you can operate as the Son of God. Are you getting this? Your Son of Man part was born one way, limited. As a Son of God, you was born another way, unlimited. Your Son of God position was birthed by the Holy Ghost, just like Jesus was birthed in Mary's womb with no man assisting. Therefore, you are flesh and you are spirit. Amen. Jesus came as the Son of Man to live in the earth's realm to die on our behalf. Why did they kill Jesus? Listen, I want you, why did they crucify Jesus? For what reason did they crucify Jesus? If you read your Bible, what did they kill him for? Because he said, I'm the Son of God. Religion, the scribes, the Pharisees, they couldn't handle it. Organized, couldn't handle a man saying he was the Son of God. And the same thing today, when God began to manifest and demonstrate supernatural happening in a person's life, every religious person get angry, call him something else, but they're just operating as the Son of God. All of God's children have the right to operate in their divine sonship. Are you hearing me? One or two people wave their hand at me if you understand what I'm saying. See? So all day long today, all next week, you must stop yourself and say where I'm functioning from. If you're weary, you're in the Son of Man. If you're losing, you're in the Son of Man. If you're winning, you're the Son of God. If you need a miracle and don't get it, you're operating in the Son of Man. If that thing you're dealing with right now taking you over, you're operating in your dual position, but you're operating in the flesh as the Son of Man. Are you listening? I need you to listen. All right. So now we got the Son of Man. You are the Son of Man, but you are born again. You're also the Son of God. To live in the privileges of God, you have to live out of your Son of God identity. Listen, Jesus was crucified because he said he was the Son of God, but he rose because he really was the Son of God. Just because, you got to listen, because when I go to a text, you got to be ready with it. Just because the world don't know who you are, don't mean you shouldn't know who you are. You better know who you are and come in divine alignment with your assignment. Okay? Now this scripture is so powerful. I'm going to read three or four scriptures and I'm going to say something that is, I believe, the outstanding thing that the Spirit showed me. I'm going to say them, and then we're going to go to work. I'm going to show you a lot of things this morning. In 1 John chapter 3, the first verse began with the word what? Behold. Underline the word, behold. 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 I wrote a note about that, behold. Behold means to have in sight. Since we're talking about sonship, always keep your sonship in sight. And listen to me. You can't keep it in sight naturally. Your sonship works from spiritual sight. Behold means to have in sight. See. My. It means to direct the attention to. I need to deal with it before I go any further. It means to discern, perceive, view. It's something God wants you to see. See, you can jump over this text and make a little serenade about it, but it's something, that word behold a Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. See, this behold here is dealing with sonship. You need to see and view that you have the ability to operate in life in God-likeness. God, dog, man. Now listen to what he says. Behold, what manner of love. What manner of love? What manner of love? This is a special kind of love. What manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. You see that? Yes. It says now, therefore the world knows us not. So you can't get all curly and cutie with the world. They don't even know you. Why now? Why the world don't know us? There's another powerful word, not only behold, but there's another powerful word here, because. You need to underline that word. Underline it in your Bible. Because. Because it knew him not. If you be like him, the world not going to know you. And they're not going to want nothing to do with you. So if everybody like you, you're probably operating in the Son of Man. Now, when we go into verse 2, we go from seeing to being. See, in verse 1, you see your sonship. In verse 2 now, you be your sonship. Seeing to being. Because I separate that word be loved. Be loved. God said, let me love you. What manner of love is this? Be loved. Be loved. In other words, when anything happened to you, I want you to be under the jurisdiction of my love. Love never fails. That means you will never lose. But to be loved, you got to present yourself. Be loved. And no longer behold, now it's be loved. Because you're not only, now in this verse, you're not only called a son of God, but he said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, in control, working miracles, working signs, working wonders, never defeated, 100% victory, changing water into wine, multiplying bread, make the fish jump in the boat, finding money in a fish mouth. Be just like him. When the storm comes, stand up and say, the wind was blowing here a few days ago, and my wife said, it's getting kind of bad here. What happened? I said, I'm about to stop it. So I go on my front porch. Say, you can't come here with all that mess. I know that's the curse. So a little wind blew and a few trees fell out, but other places, it blew houses up. It was Amazon to do that. I've seen it more than one time than in Gonzales area around here trying to do that stuff. Said, no, well, I know I got members. I train you. Don't just talk about what the news media talk about. Get on your porch. It looked bad. I didn't teach you that. You operating in the Son of Man. The Son of God said the storm was raging, the sea was jumping, the water was jumping. Peace. Be still. What happened? The water obeyed, the wind obeyed. That's your authority as the Son of God. But we shall see him as he is. Now look in the fourth chapter, and I'm going to give you some principles right quick that start working this. Fourth chapter, the 17th verse of that same opening. And if you read, I got beloved, because, underlined many times. I might go over them in a minute. But in the 17th verse of the fourth chapter, it says, yearn is our love made perfect, complete, whole, that we may have what? Boldness. Underline that. Boldness. Be whole, be loved, boldness. Because, we're going to see a because in this verse, in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we when we get to heaven. What did he say? What did he say? How was he? He was operating through his Son of Manness out into his Son of Godness. Because we got this physical body to deal with. But yet I see the church operating as Son of Man. They take everything like everybody else when they can call on God and receive a miracle. Oh my. Let me show you a few beloved and a few because. Look in verse 14 of the third chapter. We know that we are passed from death into life. Why? Why? Because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother's body in death. Look at verse 16 in the third chapter. Hereby perceive we the love of God because, see that's a because, he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our life for the brethren. Look at verse 21, that same chapter. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God. But it goes back up to 20th verse, said, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Look in chapter 4, verse 1, because this is the time you need to see this. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Look at verse 4, 4 and 4. Look at verse 4. Ye of God, little children, you of God, little children, and have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Look at chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Verse 9, and then I'll give you your principle. Verse 9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Come on, Bible student now. There's some Bible people ought to be with me now. Look at verse 11 in the fourth chapter. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Verse 13 of the fourth chapter. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. Amen. Come on, talk to me, church. Now listen. Let no man or spirit deceive you of your sonship, position, or rights. Let no man or spirit deceive you of your sonship, position, or right. Y'all just said that because I'm going to teach this. Y'all need to know this. We got to get some of this ignorance out of us. And you notice I said us. Being a son of God is a reality and has a divine system with it. That outdance this world, system and Satan. I said it again to you. Being a son of God is a reality and has a divine system with it that outdance this world, system and Satan. Now, here's a point, and you're going to have to establish this fact. And unless you don't know, if you don't know the importance of sonship, you don't know, you're dualistic. Every time you're being defeated, you're operating as a son of man. Every time you're winning, you're operating as a son of God. You got that? All right, now let me say some things to you. Some things you don't have to do. You got to become a being addicted to the truth of your sonship. You got to become addicted to it. You got to always remind yourself when things are going foul. You got to say, "Oh no, something wrong. I'm not walking right. I'm not being as men is led by the Spirit of God." Romans 8:14. They are the sons of God. I'm not being led by the Spirit. You can't listen to me. Look at me. You can't be led by the Spirit and be defeated. You can't be led by the Spirit and don't know what to do. Oh, what a joy. What a peace. If you really understand what the Spirit of God is saying, you've got to get into the rhythm of sonship. You got to get in the rhythm of leaning to the Son of God instead of being the son of man. You cannot let your flesh, you cannot let your soul, you cannot let your mind, you cannot let your will, you cannot let your feeling take over. That's why the Bible says renew your mind, restore your soul. Because your soul and body will make you helpless. They run around you like everybody else. And the new birth and being a new creature and being a child of God, you don't even have the effect of that. You just read these scriptures talking about greater is he that's in me than he in the world. Ah! No, what you read that scripture for? You're talking about what you hollering for? Because you just read the scripture. How can you fix your mouth? Girl, I'm going down. Going down where? But you're coming out of the Son of Man aspect of you. See, there's a word here. There's a word here. You want me to give it to you? There's a word here all the time. Choice. Choice. I was going down, but I decided not to. Choice. Say choice. You always have a choice. You're not becoming a son of God. Thank you. Romans 5. Allow the Holy Spirit to keep you in the flow of your sonship. Oh my God. Allow, good God Almighty, I wish I could call somebody off the internet to talk to me. Allow the Holy Spirit to keep you in the flow of your sonship. That's your miracle. That's your answer. That's your sign. There's your wonder. There's the extension on your life. There's your financial breakthrough. There's another chain about to fall. Because now you're flowing with the Holy Spirit power. You're flowing with the Holy Spirit strength. You're flowing with the Holy Spirit wisdom. You're flowing with the Holy Spirit understanding. You can't fool the Holy Spirit. You can't stop the Holy Spirit. He knows everything God knows. And he the one leading me. Who leading you? Somebody said, God, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. Why are you continuously taking that mess off of life? You're going to have challenges, but look what the Lord said here in his word. Look what the word. Allowing the Holy Spirit to keep you in the flow of your sonship. Oh, my goodness. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. My goodness. Oh, my goodness, man. My goodness. Do you know you're out? I preach you out of anything that you are in that you didn't want. Already this morning, in 20-something minutes, the Holy Ghost has preached you out of that situation. All you know, you got the switch. Hit the switch. Hit the switch. Switch from the Son of Man to the Son of God. You have a dualistic existence. It's up to you what one you want to operate in. But I believe you want to operate in the winner, right? You want, oh, man. You want to operate in victory, right? Huh? You want to win? You got to operate in the Son of God. The church knows very little. This message, you can't catch it on every corner this morning. You're not becoming, you not will be someday. You are today the sons of God. And whatever the Son of God did, you can do. Sam Holy Ghost, Sam power, Sam heaven, Sam grace, Sam mercy, Sam truth, Sam faith. God dog, man. Do you know who you are? Don't get tied up in this religious cycle. This emotional churches, just having a good feeling and go out and get slapped side the head before you get in your car because you don't know what to do. I got the feeling. I got the feeling. Yeah. Romans 5, and I hear the Holy Spirit. Watch what he's saying now. You can handle this. What? What? Tell the point next to him. You can handle it. Whatever it is. Tell him the apostle about to show you how to handle it. You mean tell me whatever I'm going through, I can handle it? Are y'all hearing me over here? You can handle this. Tell somebody else. You can handle it. Are you hearing me? Now, we're talking about allowing the Holy Spirit to keep you in the flow of your sonship, of your God sonship. Let me see if I can put it down there right. Let me see. Allowing the Holy Spirit to keep you in the flow of your sonship, which is of God. Because you got two kinds, you know. Now, you can be like your daddy, Brad, but he can't get everything done. You got a good daddy, but sometimes you're going to have to switch daddies. Because your daddy needs your other daddy too. Amen. Amen. Let me show you that in Romans 5. Romans 5, because it show you how it works. Verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also, watch now, class, verse 2, we have what?
Access.
We have what?
Access.
All you need is access. Access by faith into what?
Grace.
This grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patient experience, and experience hope. Look at verse 5 now. Read verse 5 alive, everybody, aloud. Wow. The next point I want to tell you quickly is knowing your kingdom access and asset of being a son. You got access to your asset. Just tell me, somebody tell me I'm preaching. Say access. Say
access.
Kingdom access. Kingdom asset. Hold on now. We'll give you another one. When you understand this dual sonship and operating in as a son of God, you'll see the adversary failing in every attempt to defeat you in any way. Jesus knew, because he was operating as a son of God, not even the cross, the enemy's sword, nothing, the spear, nothing could stop him, because he's operating as the Son of God. And watch this, watch this, watch this. He had a promise from his Father.
Yes, Lord.
Who is not a man.
Yes.
He never lies. You hold in your lap promises from the person who never lies. If he said it, he can make it good. Hallelujah. You got to hear this again. See the adversary failing in every attempt to defeat you in any way. He can't do it. When you're operating in your position as the Son of God, he can't defeat you. My goodness. Be accountable to your sonship stewardship that will always cause you to triumph in life. See, You have to be a steward. You have to manage your sonship. You have to spend time in prayer. Spend time in meditating the word. Spend time listening for his voice. That's stewardship. If you take care of that stewardship, listen, good God Almighty. Oh, my God. Be accountable to your sonship stewardship. You know one of the things, come on, son. You know one of the things that'll make you accountable to your sonship stewardship is, that's $100. All right, I received, son. Your sonship stewardship is you got to know how to listen when God talking. You cannot believe in here you at a Saints game. You can't miss one play. It might be the very play that you messing around with that bringing forth your victory. This is the house of God. This is where the Holy Spirit moved. This is not a regular setting. God is speaking. He has your answer. You will leave here undefeated. And listen to me. The doggone problem can still be there. But it has no effect on you. Why? Because you know. The Bible is a book of knowing. Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Whatever I get in, he can get me out. See, in your sonship, when things got going wrong, all you have to do is say, blood. 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 That's all you got to say, blood. Everybody, hell, heaven, and earth know what you're saying. You know what you're saying? I've been redeemed from the curse. Blood. Say blood. Blood. Things get tight. You don't know what to do. Like all hell had broken loose. Nothing going right at the house. Nothing going right at the job. Nothing going right. Say blood. Blood. You know what blood means? Pass over. You can't stop here. I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Speak it out. Don't think it out. Speak it out. Cry, blood, 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 blood. Some of y'all sitting there won't say a doggone thing. But yet you claim Jesus as your Savior. Yes, you disrespect the blood. You won't say blood. God, dog, I. Who brought you where you are?
Come on, Apostle. Hey, hey.
Who give you what you have? Who watch over you all night last night? Somebody died last night, but you still got up. Blood. You've learned something here this morning that you can turn it on right quick. I'm the son of man and I'm a son of God. When I'm losing, I'm operating as a son of man. But when I turn to my position as a son of God, there's a resurrection that take place in any situation. Just like that. All you got to say, I'm the son of God. Jesus will tell them, I'm the son of God. And then when they find out, that what is that doing? Every attack has to fall back. When you realize the revelation that I'm not just a church member, I'm the son of God. I'm the son of God, man. And I know Jesus is the son of God, but he brought many sons to glory. So I am a son of God. He's the son of God. I am a son of God. but it's just like the Son of God. Because when I say I am a Son of God, the Son of God become me. Turn to 1 John 2. I'll close in a minute. 1 John 2. Whew. Get in the rhythm. Come on, pop your finger. Get in the spirit. Come on, pop your finger. Get in the spiritual rhythm. That's the spiritual rhythm you got. You see, I'm out of tune. I'm losing. I'm out of tune. It looks like it's not going to work out. Pop that finger and get in tune. Get in the rhythm of your sonship. That's a winning victory on top. Yeah, but I made a mistake. Get in the rhythm. Ask him to forgive you. You're not damned, you're delivered. Man, I'm telling you, I'm going to close, y'all. Y'all ain't ready for this. Be aware of the divine assurance of walking in your sonship anointing. Be aware. There's a divine assurance when you walk in your sonship. Look at 1 John 2:27. Jesus. But the anointing, what you have received of him, what? Abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it taught you, ye shall abide in him. So the anointing has an abiding effect. The anointing will keep you abiding as the Son of God. Or as a son of God. I said anointing of the Holy Spirit is given to you to keep you abiding in your Son of God sonship. You can't go by feeling. This woman stooped over. Jesus raised her up. She's a humpback woman for many years. How many years? I think it was 18. She's like, help me. She walked around. The religious folks are arguing because what day, you know. But Jesus said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be delivered? Every time you go through something, Jesus is saying the same thing. Because as the Son of God, you are in covenant. And God said, ought not she be delivered from this? Ought not he be delivered from this? Every time. The word go out in heaven. That this person have a right to be delivered from this. You got a question come? What are you dealing with this morning? If you heard what the Lord is saying to you, you ought to be delivered from it. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be delivered from this satanic oppression today? I heard a word. Satan can't oppress what God has an investment in. Write that down. Satan cannot oppress what God has an investment in. And if you understand the investment, you stop the oppression. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How long you been in that chair? Ma'am, how long you been in that chair? Since you was 14? You been believing God for a miracle? You know, he can give you a miracle in your body, you know. You sit on a word like this, all of a sudden, your divine right's going to rise up in you. I can't tell you how long. All I know is no matter what happened, it's wrong. Got me? Those words, they're going to come back to you now. These words are going to come back to you. I just noticed you was over there. These words are going to come back to you. And I don't care how many people prayed for you, how many scriptures you read, how many doctors you went to. Listen, Jesus said like this. Through Peter, after he got filled with the Holy Ghost, took the man by the hand and said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. That voice is still available. And I declare that this day is the beginning of you rising and walking and can't explain it. In Jesus' name. Whoa! Whoa! I'm looking for some good action. I'm looking for something where God can prove himself. How long? You 18 years. Woman with the issue of blood was what, 12 years? 12 years. But she heard about Jesus. And she said something. If I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. The church got to deal with situations like this. But we got to make that transition. You remember what happened in July? That's what apostleship is all about. We don't have to put up with Cain. We don't have to put up with Ain. It is. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not put everything you have in that statement. Everything you have need of, you can put in that statement. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. We're trying to get in a rhythm. The rhythm of the supernatural, the rhythm of being a son, the rhythm of miracles, the rhythm of no defeat. There's a rhythm. There's a rhythm in your sonship. There's a beat. There's an upbeat in sonship. No matter what's going down, you know you're coming up. There's awareness. Jesus was aware. He already knew what he was going to do, but he was training them, acting what they could do, because they had over 20,000 people and had them on five loaves. The Bible says in John 6:4, he already knew what he's going to do, but his sons already know what they're going to do. God does it. The attack is on, but I tell you what, listen very carefully, don't miss this. The attack and the track is on at the same time. Whatever you're attacking me with, I'm attracting the answer from God. There's the law of attack, and there's the law of attraction. You can attract the ability to overcome any attack. Where you attract it from? I am a son of God. Jesus says, destroy this temple in 3 days. It was all confusing. How you go down? It took us 40 years to build this temple. You talk on another realm. See, we've been talking in too natural a realm as believers. And some of you all have the audacity not even listening to what I'm saying. You're looking for a serenade gospel that make you feel good. I'm trying to get you where you can walk on water, baby. Go in fire and can't be burned. I told you, if they took a dead man and threw him on a dead prophet bone and he came back alive, something must be going to happen here. I'm going to show you a way to do this. because it's coming in my spirit now. When it seems like you're in a place of defeat, just tell yourself, I forgot to turn the switch on. The switch of choice, but it's not only a switch of choice. You listening? It is a switch of change. Sometimes you're going to do like we snap my finger. Sometimes you're going to have to literally make the sound and push it. Click up. And let the light come on. Let the glory fall. Let your anointing start stirring and dealing with the enemy. That's the rhythm. That's the rhythm in sonship. My. Can you take a little more? All right, sit down. Let me give it to you. Now, to actually function in this sonship properly, you're going to have to know and keep learning the system of divine alignment of your spirit, soul, and body. Let me say it again now. Your body and your soul will throw you out of alignment with your sonship. And you'll go to living like a natural person. See, you always have to remember, you can take some natural medicine, but you always got to remember there's some supernatural medicine too. He said, my word is what? Medicine. Now, make a statement again because you're not hearing me. Know and keep learning the system of divine alignment of your spirit, soul, and body. You got to keep your spirit, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You got to keep your spirit, soul, and body in alignment. You call that sanctification. You call that, if I'm set apart to live right, I'm set apart not to be sick. If I'm set apart to live right, I'm set apart not to be broke. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Come on, hurry, let's go. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, that is, and soul, and body, be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they say, faithful he that called you, who also will do it. And then you go back to Romans 12:1-3 to walk you through it, okay? Now, let me hit these other two right quick. Understanding, are you here?
Yes, sir.
Understanding that your sonship is registered under a blood-bought account.
Yep.
That stops the accuser in his track.
Yep.
I wish I had somebody let me preach here. Listen. Understanding. Come on, say this with me. Understanding that my sonship is registered under a blood-bought account that stops the accuser in his track. Revelation 12, verse 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. I'm blood bought. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. Galatians 3:13 says Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, for it's written, curse is everyone that hangs. That the blessing. God dog it, man. That the blessing. My. So you see what the 11th verse said, right? Ephesians 2:6. I'm still within my hour now. Don't be looking at me like that. I just say it a lot. That's what I was like. You think I've been up here long because I say it a lot. Accept your heavenly seated position now. And enter in the reality or the resting place of supernatural rest. Anytime, my brothers and sisters, a man sat down, that means the job is done. The Bible says, look at Ephesians 2, say, we are seated in heavenly places with Christ. It's finished. Your victory is finished. Your eternal life is finished. Your health is finished. Your wealth is finished. Your joy is finished. Your peace is finished. Your victory is finished. Your rest is finished. The word of God didn't profit him because they didn't mix it with faith. When you mix it with faith, you get what it belongs to you. Faith is supernatural cash. Faith buy things that money can't buy. Ooh, my goodness. Attack all strongholds that try to minimize your sonship. Attack them. And you could read 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6, and then go to another one. I might have to close with this one, because this one is so good to me. I might shout myself. When the Lord showed me this, he says, receive and release the announcement of your sonship being highly favored. What the angel said to Mary, every time a child of God is birthed in the family, he's saying the same thing. You are highly favored with God. I got to let you look at this for you, because you might not, you got to look at Luke 1:38. Jesus, this belongs to you. I'm going to give it to you again after I read this. I'm going to give it to you. You got to have it. Glory to God. In Luke 1:28, and the angel came unto her and said, hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. I'm saying we can take this same salutation when you came into the family of God, because it was high favor that got you into the family. And that high grace is still available to you. I got two more. Can I give them to you? I've been Baptist this morning. I keep telling I had two, but two more came on. Two more came. Keep developing in your sonship the appetite for supernatural living to glorify a supernatural God. Keep developing in your sonship the appetite for supernatural living to glorify a supernatural God. Proverbs 4:22-23. I'm not going to read it. My son, attend to my word. Incline, I hear my saying. Now, sons, daughters of God, here and around the world. And this last statement I'm going to give you right here now, at this point. There's more, but I'm going to give you this. Get ready to attract revelation, visitation, manifestation, and demonstration that you have never seen before. If you heard what I said this morning, you're going to begin to attract victories in places that you thought you was never going to get out. You know how to switch from being a son of man to the son of God. When you switch that switch, make that choice, you're ready to attract revelation, visitation, manifestation, and demonstration that you have never seen before. And it's based on this. Read this one verse, Isaiah 55 and 11. That's how your life becomes when you walk in your divine sonship. Nothing will return to you void. Whatever you do, you're going to accomplish. And you're going to prosper. Stand on your feet in the things he sent you to. Come on, Montreal. Y'all start taking over, boys. I'm a preacher. I'm so wet almost. Yep. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got that. I received it. I'm changed.
I'm
better for the battle. You see what's happening? You know what I did, Linda? I taught the Spirit of God, taught us how to hit, watch this, an instant switch. One moment you're in one mode. You can't whoop a gnat. You hit that switch with realization. Realization and realizing who you are in Christ, you can whip anybody or anything that come in your life. Thanks be to God that give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You're not a loser. Look at me. You're a winner. Some of us been badgered down all our lives, telling us what we're not going to be. Well, this morning, God want to tell you what you're going to be. You're going to be victorious. You're going to be happy. You're going to be healthy. All your needs, your dream going to come to pass. Huh? Huh? You're going to be victorious in everything you do. Huh? You're a winner. You got 100% victory. Jesus loves you. You love Jesus. What a combination. You'll never lose another battle. Pain. I command you, leave this house now. Your financial situation is going to change. Now those words coming out the apostle of finance's mouth. I didn't just say them. This is not a pat thing that I want to say. It just come in my spirit. Your finances is about to change. You believe it? Supernaturally. You're not going to have to live where you are the rest of your life. Now, here's a secret about this thing. Want me to tell you the secret? I don't know if you want to, can you handle this? Your harvest will manifest everything you need. See, people trying to get stuff manifested by just praying. No, your harvest. You have to learn how to sow. And your seed going to produce a harvest that's going to buy your house cash. Your seed produce a harvest that'll buy your car cash. Your seed will find it over. See, your harvest will finally overcome your desire. Oh, man, I hope you heard that. See, people trying to get delivered out of finances by getting another job, by making confession. No, it's hidden in the seed. I'll give you scripture, Mark 4:26-30. I'll pour you out a blessing. God dog it. That you don't have enough room to receive. Good God Almighty. Your harvest will manifest what you need. Your harvest will manifest your dream. Are you hearing me? Do you have any harvest? Do you have seed after seed? You don't know what one going to come up, but one coming up today. You got seed in the ground. Seed after seed after seed in the ground. What, how can I help you? Get out the middle aisle and let the lady come. Your harvest. Yeah, your harvest. It'll do it for you. It'll do it for you every time. Why I don't have the house I want? Why I don't have the car I want? Why I can't dress like I want? You ain't got enough harvest. No, I ain't saying you ain't got enough education. You got a bunch of that. But you can't spend it. We was at a graduation. I believe they gave me over $50,000 in the graduation. It's harvest. I got plenty of seed in the ground. I see people, they be counting. That's 10,000. What you said? How much is that? 9,000? People had to calculate out. All it is an example to you what God would do for you. What? Come on, man, we got communion. Come on. Do it. Just write these four things down. I'm not going to be them on a second. But I got them here in my Bible. They're written in my Bible. I didn't get to them. These four things, what I preach about, this rhythm this morning. Voice one, First John 3:1, see it. First John 3:2, be it. First John 4:17, do it. And that Sam opening, know it. So see it, be it, do it, and know it. That's it.